That's SeattleSutton.com or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control. Visit SeattleSutton.com.
How do you find your inner strength? Robin Roberts' new podcast, Everybody's Got Something, asks life coach Tony Robbins, what holds us back?
These uber successful people, do they have issues with self-esteem, with fear?
Everybody has fear. Everyone's afraid in some context that they're not enough.
Replacing self-doubt with self-fulfillment. On Robin Roberts' Everybody's Got Something, proudly sponsored by Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Subscribe for free on iTunes.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. On Saturday, the Mizzou Tigers look to pick up a victory as they host the Commodores from Vanderbilt.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at noon, and the kickoff is at 2:30.
Listen to all the action right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550, KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
How much is that dog in the window?
That's my impression of my daughter singing.
The one with the waggly tail.
Off a little bit. 3 weeks in a row he was gone. He returned. Had a return engagement last week. Apparently he has decided to come back and join us again today. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's a veterinarian. He loves animals. All animals. And if you love yours and you have a concern, a question, maybe you're even thinking about buying a pet and don't know whether you should or not, this is your guy. And the advice is free. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi is the app, and it's free, and it works. Here we go. We hear the phone numbers. You need to call right now, because we don't mess around. There's no monologue from Dr. Doug. For most cell phones, star KTRS, that's easy, star 5877. From those other cell phones, or non-cell phones, three... Doctor, did you just cough while I was...
No, I was on yet. Usually I hear that static stuff.
How completely unprofessional.
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just choking on a little phlegm.
Okay, for those other cell phones, it would be 31 or other phones that aren't cell phones. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Folks, you need to call right now. These lines are open. And if they don't fill up quickly, we just move on to another segment. Would you please say hello from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Doctor.
How is everyone over there?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Good. What a beautiful day.
Oof. Yeah. When's the bottom going to fall out?
I don't know. I know. Maybe.
You know it is.
This weekend they're talking about Friday and Saturday wide frost. That's what they're saying.
I'm a warm weather guy, so I'm okay without winter.
I'm a warm weather guy, but I have had so many problems with allergies this year.
And when it's cold, you don't have that problem.
No.
That's the one that's good thing.
Get all that
dust. Well, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Let's do it. Let's start with John. John, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm fine. I got a little hiccups, but quick question. If you can compare and contrast, we want to get a new dog, and I love the Great Danes, but I also like the Irish Wolfhounds, and I know they're both huge. Big dogs have problems. I don't know how can you compare them as far as their health, because I understand these large dogs don't live as long.
Yes, so I don't think there's a whole lot of differentiation in basic concerns, like the first one, like you said, alone. These very giant breed animals and the Irish Wolfhounds, I don't know if the listeners know what they look like.
I don't know what that is, but I like the sound, though.
Oh, they're cool. They're bigger than Danes in most cases, and they've got kind of long gray hair, typically, and they look like
they're
a real big hound.
They look like a mutt. They look like a mutt. You know,
but a giant
Great Danes, yeah.
And they're absolutely wonderful. So I love the Danes and the Wolfhounds. I think they're both cool. They're both giant breeds that don't live typically, statistically, as long as other dogs. They can live, 9 to 12, but we're always happy. Some people say they don't live more than 8 to 9 or something like that. So you never know. You can always ask the breeder that you're approaching what the history has been for their particular bloodline in terms of longevity. What are the kind of problems they've had? They also tend to bloat, any of the giant breeds, middle, large giant breeds, and that means that because of their anatomy, if you don't raise the food pan in the kitchen and they have to reach down, they have to throw the food up, and it seems to make them swallow more air or drink more, and they tend to distend their stomach, and it can twist on itself, and that's a life threat.
What are we talking about? If you put a bowl on the floor, they have to...
They have more problems with bloating, and I assume...
I have that.
You should be eating off the table by this time. But so those are like two of the biggest concerns. Obviously, we worry about these giant breeds also have a predisposition to get some tumors of the bone. We call osteosarcoma. Same thing that Ted Kennedy's son had, and affects humans. Very life-threatening. And seems to be, like I said, common in some of these giant breeds. So
there's something about their stomach that turns?
Yeah, that's what I said, the bloat.
Twists.
That's
yeah.
When the stomach twists, and that's why you always feed them at on a higher platform to try and avoid that. And after they've been running and stuff, you don't let them sit there and engorge a bunch of water and dog food. You let them settle down first and cool off. And some people, when they get them spayed, if it's a female, or if they do any other kind of internal surgery, they'll have the vet tack down the stomach so that it can't twist in the future. So it's enough of a problem that some people do that regularly. That's just up to your vet and you.
All right. Well, tell Frank to look at the...
No, you tell me. I'm right here. You can tell me. You tell me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, look on the internet because these Irish Wolfhounds are huge. If they stand up, they're like 7 feet tall.
Whoa.
But they all look like mutts. I mean, they're really shaggy, shaggy dogs.
Yeah.
Do they shed? I bet they do.
Not that bad, but they love to run. Do you have a space for them to run?
Yard? No.
I mean,
well, I don't have a yard. I have a fenced-in yard.
That would be the dog for me because I'm a runner. I mean, that dog could run. Oh, wait. No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
They are neat to see on a ranch or an open field and watch them just... Literally, they're just beautiful. It's kind of like watching a horse run.
All right, John, good luck with that.
Good luck with
Thanks.
That. Enjoy.
Right. It pains me to do this. It's embarrassing. Dan, are you listening to me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am.
Do you look at your screen at all? I had like a message up there for 3 minutes.
No, she's not.
Well, you didn't say. I didn't get that message.
You have to go back. Wait.
Who's next? We got a convoluted...
Todd.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Todd. Sorry, everybody, but you're used to it by now.
Todd, I really attract these guys, don't I?
Todd, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Todd. How are you?
Not too bad.
Todd, you're real faint, Todd. Can you speak up a little bit?
Is that any better?
That's a lot better. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that. I have a 2-year-old lab at home that developed diarrhea yesterday morning.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, on the carpet,
boy.
But that's life. had it in the morning, and then he had one more incident in the evening. Not as much. And then he ate last night, but then he threw it all up along with a sock.
Does he have these carpet bowel movements? Does he have these episodes on the carpet at night at all, or during the day?
It was at night, the first one.
Okay, we can rule out a thing called diarrhea. That's when they only do it. In the...
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you do.
You're okay, jealous, so Todd, here's my concerns. There may be another sock or something else in there. These dogs are notorious to eat things that don't belong to them.
Yeah.
Underwear, socks, and stuff like that. So you've already answered the question. Is we know he ate something. Has he eaten any more? When they animals have vomiting, I don't feed anything. I immediately request or suggest that you go to your veterinarian, let him at least get a reference x-ray to make sure there's no evidence of gas patterns in the bowel that would suggest obstruction or something scary like that. And they need to be addressed pretty quickly. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, some animals are able to actually process that sock and get it all the way through, or in this case, vomit it up because of some other incident. But you're gambling with the health of that animal, I think.
Okay, yeah, he has passed socks before, but it's only our daughter's little socks, luckily. He had another incident in his kennel today, from what I've heard, a small one, but he had half his normal breakfast I gave him this morning.
Yeah, so I would stop the feeding until you get a chance. And I really think you love this dog. It's a young dog. Get him to the vet. Let them just examine. They'll show you how to check the tummy for bloat, because that can happen second to an obstruction. And they'll talk to you about an x-ray. And if the x-ray sees something weird, then you might watch it. He may not jump to surgery. But in some cases, you look and you go, that dog needs to go to surgery.
And Todd, you're talking to the right guy, because he doesn't brag about this, but Dr. Pernikoff is not only a veterinarian, he's a licensed SBD. That's a sock block doc. They specialize in dogs that eat socks and block themselves up.
And underwear. Yeah, really good with
Todd,
them.
Good luck with that.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Tom, I assume, is next. Tom, would you say hello to Dr. Doug?
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hello, Tom. How are you, sir?
Good, good. First off, first-time caller, AM and the PM.
Glad to have you. Give a round of applause for the first-timer. Glad to have you.
Well, the problem is we have a miniature pincher that's about 15 years old, and not trying to sound cruel, but just keeps hanging on.
Seriously.
He has a cyst on his rib cage that's kind of the size of a golf ball that 5 years ago we wanted to have removed, and the veterinarian said it'd be too dangerous at his age, the anesthesia and all that stuff. The dog is still going. Now he's starting to have weak legs in the back where he shakes and things like that, and he'll go to the back door to go out to go to the restroom, and if you don't get there right when he's ready, he'll walk off a trail of, you know, solid, at least it's solid. And he has an appetite and all that, but he just really looks bad. And, you know, he has kids, and I just don't know what to do.
Well, okay, so this is a situation where I think you should, without the kids at this first point, I don't know how old your kids are, but if they're young, I would sit down with the vet, and as you're sitting down with me, and explain the scenario. I don't know the dog, so I can't make a good judgment without an examination. But, you know, the surgery doesn't sound that important. It could be a little fatty tumor. The weak legs may be a disc problem or something else going on that could be managed for a while with medications. So, again, a bit of a workup just to know what the standing is would be appropriate. Now, the vet might also do a little blood work, make sure that you don't have a problem like kidney failure, which could cause the shaking and the weakness too. You don't want to treat things that are too aggressively that are obviously a serious problem. But if there are management issues that can be controlled with a little bit of medication, and you sustain the dog and make him happy,
then that's up to you. It's a very personal decision.
Right.
If at the same time you find and you do enough information and diagnostics to find out that you do have a bad situation, I think that's legitimate for anyone that's had a 15-year-old dog. You've obviously loved them and cared for them all these years. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Do a little bit of a workup, and at least you have now a prognostic indicator. You can determine, based on what you know now, whether the next incident or whatever is time to say goodbye or not. But again, it becomes a very personal decision. Some people come in and they want to do everything possible. Some people say, no, I just don't want them to suffer. And what I tell people is just make sure you don't let them just decline and suffer away and die at home. Mm-hmm. Just because you think he's more comfortable.
Tom, this is a pincer, you said, right?
Yeah, miniature pincer, yeah. Well,
you are talking to the right guy, because Dr. Doug is an LPF. A lot of times these dogs have to be put in a fence, some sort of a fence. You want an LPF, a licensed pincer fencer.
That's, oh, my goodness.
And he is that, so.
Tom, thank you. Good luck, Tom.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, this is good advice for people.
Yeah.
And you are all of those things. Let's get John in here. John, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, John, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. AM and the PM, guys.
There you go. Thank you.
Hallelujah. What you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, just had a question in regards to allergies and cats and dogs. So my oldest son has a lot of special needs, and we're looking at getting a service dog to help him with his gait issues, you know, for sit-to-stand and some ambulation opportunities that he has. And, and he does have a mild allergy to cats and dogs, and we've had some cats in the past. He didn't really seem to have, you know, really, really nasty issues with it. Other than one time we found a cat hair in his nose and you know, he just had some sinus issues from it. But
now, who is this? Who has the allergies? Who is this?
My son.
Oh, your son. How old is he?
He's 11.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we, you know, we were looking at getting a service dog to help him with his ambulation issues and, you know, helping with sit from sit to stand and walking. And my concern is most of the service dogs are labs and, you know, they shed a lot. But other than getting, like, you know, a great big filter for our furnace in our home, what do you have any tips to, I don't know, to help out with maybe dog hair or things of that nature?
Well, yeah, there's certain breeds that have a significant shedding issue, and there are others that don't. So the poodles, like a giant poodle or medium-sized poodles, a lot of the terrier breeds don't shed typically. So as long as you brush them out, keep their coats short, you're probably going to do fine, and those would be great dogs. They're intelligent. They're very loyal, and they would probably be the first area of choice for me,
okay.
the situation. And then if you find that he's having allergies, probably his doctor could direct you to certain allergic disease.
Yeah.
But in dogs, what we do is, you know, you could do anything from brushing them out reliably, keeping the hair short, keeping the coat nice and groomed so that he doesn't get dried out and starts flaking all over the place.
Doc, you've reverted back to that thing where you talk and you start fading away.
You drift away.
We can't hear you.
Okay, so I'm not sure what you heard, but basically I think that there are some options for you, and I wouldn't worry about the dogs producing an allergy if you pick those correct breeds.
Okay.
I just, you know, talk to your pediatrician about how he wants to manage your son while you're transitioning with these pets. And you might be able to ask whomever you find as a breeder or an animal, you might be able to ask for a trial period of a month and just say, look, because of the medical status of my child, I have to know if this is going to work or not. So that's how I handle it.
Perfect. Great. Hey, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. That was John, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's real quickly get Mike in here, and then we'll wrap it up. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I have a miniature beagle, or a miniature collie beagle, that should weigh 25 to 35 pounds, and it weighs like 77.
Whoa.
Yeah, we just rescued it 10 days ago, and what's the best way to get this weight off?
Okay, good. So I applaud you for the rescue. I think that's wonderful. How old is this dog?
It's a four-year-old dog. You know, we saw it gain weight 19 pounds in 1 year, and 15 pounds in another year, 6 pounds in another year. We got the,
okay. Yeah, so I would ask your veterinarian. I mean, there are a number of foods available, but I like the food called OM. And most veterinarians carry it. It's really good for diet management. And what they'll do is say, okay, what's your proposed, and he'll figure it out, proposed best weight for a dog this size and confirmation. And then they'll put you on a feeding schedule that will, over the course of a year or months, will drop that weight. And then when you're sure that the dog is healthy enough, you can certainly implement some kind of schedule of exercise or walking and stuff. But I would have the vet you're going to assess that and sit down with you and talk about that. But get that weight off, because all it's going to do is put pressure on the joints and cause arthritic changes.
Oh, yeah, severely obese. And I mean, what's a good amount of weight to lose for this type of dog?
Well, again, I haven't seen the dog, and I don't know, but, you know, it might be, the most important thing might be caution to not lose the weight too quickly, but that's why I said, if you're at 77, you think you should be at 50, do it over the course of a year, but be consistent and move ahead. No treats. I think if you're going to use a treat, you use whatever food stuff you end up selecting, use that as a treat out of the synchronization of a feeding schedule, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, I think you have some, and again, I applaud you for adopting. That's great.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, before you get away, Mike, I don't know if you're a wealthy man. If you have money, you could go this route. It's very expensive.
Take them to your weight loss program?
No, boy.
Well, no. What I was going to say is they have a, this is so rare, they have a particular brand of eagle. It is a trained eagle, and the eagle sits up and watches watches your dog, and if your dog starts to eat too much, it swoops down and kind of pecks him like, hey, don't eat that. But they're all bred, these eagles, by a royal family overseas, and you want to get one, not an illegal one, you want a legal one. You want a regal, legal beagle eagle. That's what you look for. And that will keep your dog from eating too much. Thank you, doctor. Good luck to you, Mike. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Frank. How did I do with the women today?
You did well. You just started drifting off on us again.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm
when
sorry.
You came the back, phone. It was loud and clear and strong. And again, that's RLBE, Regal, Legal Beagle Eagle. They're very expensive. Doctor, thank you so much. Dr. Pernikoff, everybody.
Good story, Dan.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't me.
What was that, Dan?
That's a good story, Dan.
No, you know what? You're mad because you didn't think of me. You're mad because you didn't think of us. That's all it is. It's a jealousy thing. Dr. Doug, I failed to mention earlier, so I'll mention it twice. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. I told you I was going to do it twice. Your AM and the PM cab company, they have an app, and maybe I did do it, so what? That makes three times. STL Taxi, that's the app. It's easy, it's free. Please download it. You'll be glad you did next time you need a cab, because the only cab you want to be seen in if you're AM and the PM is a Laclede cab. We're going to do some traffic, and then we're going to be joined by John Londoff. I think you know who our traffic guy is. He was just named Traffic Reporter of the Decade.
Whoa.
By Traffic Reporter Analysis Magazine. Congratulations, Tim Weiland.
All right, thanks a lot, Frank. Hey, we've got a new accident. It's on westbound Highway 30 at Northwest Boulevard, so you can expect delays there. Sunshine is brutal right now. Luckily, we've only got about 20 minutes left, but if you're traveling westbound 44, that's what that slowdown was between Grand and Kings Highway, and also as you get out towards Lindbergh at 270 and all lanes 270 through 141. Eastbound 44, if you are between Kings Highway and Grand, you've got the left lane down due to road work, and that's what's causing problems there. Southbound 270, when I flew over it, it was stop and go from Olive down through about the Clayton Road overpass, and then it's just sluggish from that point down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, that was stacked up at Jefferson, and eastbound 270 now slow, McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
All right, thank you, Tim. Hey, do you guys get Car Shopper magazine?
Oh, sure. Who doesn't?
Do you get the last edition?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a great article?
Oh,
right up on them. Yeah.
Where that psychologist and that research team studied car buyers, and they came to the conclusion that the ideal time to buy a car was sometime in the first 2 weeks of November, but you want to pick a day where it's between 60 and 63. Wait a second.
Wow.
That would be right now.
Whoa.
This is the first 2 weeks. It's 61 degrees. My goodness, today's a perfect day to buy a car. Let's bring somebody in who can help you do that. John Londoff. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, hello, Frank and the gang. How are you all today?
What is that voice?
What was that?
I don't know, Frank. Whatever I want to do. I mean, this is my show, is it?
This segment belongs to you. Yes, you can do anything you want.
I can pretty much do whatever I want. I guess it was,
don't do that anymore.
I guess it was spending a few hours last night listening to the media. Oh, my goodness.
Now, what happened last night? I missed out on that. I'm kidding.
A national election.
Okay. Now,
we elected a new president.
Yeah. Now, that voice, you went right into that immediately for some reason. I'm curious.
No, don't try to figure me out, Frank.
Okay.
Good luck. It'll be like me trying to figure you out. I mean, I think we've talked about this before.
No, it's impossible.
Body better left alone.
You
know what I mean?
So you did stay up and watch the whole thing till they popped the results on the screen and made it.
Well, at my age, I have to admit, I did take a little nap there. I guess I really wasn't taking a nap. I just kind of dozed off, and then all of a sudden, beautiful Mimi Londoff woke me up. And, we sat there and watched the end.
Here's one of my last comments about the whole thing. Three of the finest speeches that I have heard in the last year and a half were made in the last 24 hours. Hers and President Obama's speech he made this morning, all first class, classy way to wrap this up.
I'll say one thing: it's time for this country to come together.
Yep.
I mean, it's time for people
come
to love.
Together.
I have a great opportunity to get to talk to a lot of people from all of the sectors of our great metropolitan area.
You're talking to them right now. You're talking to 3-4 dozen people right now.
For example, let's talk about some of the people that listen. Like every day, there's hundreds of thousands. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Entwistle and Andy Quinones, City of Florissant.
Cheryl and Andy, thank you so much.
Even the mayor Tim Lowry. It's Tim Lowry's our police chief. Tom Schneider's our mayor. Okay, my buddy Jay Andrews, my duck hunting partner. I called him my blind partner, but you can't be blind. And I guess you could. And sometimes the way I shoot, I think maybe I am blind.
Come on, you're too hard on yourself.
Kathy Meath used to run St. Louis Art. I mean, there's so many people that I see and I talk to, and they listen every day.
Those are good people.
I've told you, I sometimes, the other day, Monday, I was too busy. I got into the car. It was like 10 to 6. Mm-hmm. I was a little depressed.
Yeah, because it was dark?
I missed the joke. I missed, you know.
Oh.
I got over it, though.
Yeah, well, there's a podcast. You know, you go to KTRS.com and grab yesterday's show or the day before or the week before. Did you know?
Really?
That? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
I do stream live. I listen in, but I have to talk about one more person, one of my favorite listeners. The reason that I grew to love you and this show, the beautiful Mimi Londoff,
mm-hmm.
who turned me on to this show 20 years ago, I guess. And then I'll never forget when Timmy Londoff, we just spent time with him in University of Dayton. He's a junior. He was 8. He's 21 now.
Oh, my goodness.
He told you that my mom really loves you. And you're like, well, I mean, he meant that she loves your program. And you met immediately. You're like, well, not only am I sure she's beautiful, but she's quite intelligent, too, that she listens to the show every day.
Now, would you admit you have a little bit of a hearing loss? I do.
Oh, I'm terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
Because you misheard even that day, because what Tim said was, Dad, this is the guy that Mom wants to make love to.
Oh.
That's actually what he said.
So you're crossing the line, okay?
I'm out of this one, John.
I just want to remind you, I did grow up in North County, and my business is in North County. We learned to throw them with the right and the left quickly. I wouldn't want to do any more damage to your face as already been done.
Oh, okay.
Now he's crossed over.
We'll go to blows. I'll go to blows. You talking that way about me and Ron. I'll just let her beat you up, okay?
I'd let her beat me up.
It'd
be a pleasure.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hit me again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more damage to my face than has already been done. Wow.
I'm going to hit you with some deals.
All right.
First of all, I want to talk about that Derek Nagel. I know he's on the show, Gateway Lock and Key.
Yeah, Derek and Sean, his son, good people.
Oh, God, they're great people. We talked for the longest time, and looking forward to getting to know him even better. But, you know, you're right, what a quality individual. And, we're looking into doing a lot of business with him. But, hey, 15.9 for 2017 Chevy Cruze. We're out of 2016 new Cruzes. We still have four 2016 of our off-rental Cruzes that are only 14.9. But a brand-new 2017 is 15.9, all right? Chevy Equinox, 2016 Chevy Equinox, 19.8.
Why, John, now, that must be a mistake.
It's crazy. We're going crazy. We have got to get going. I would say that these the elections and all the campaigns and obviously the commercials, are you so glad they're over with? But the thing is, now
yes
we got
to... It's a lot of money for radio and TV. We're glad, but we're not glad because some pretty good revenue that comes in here.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I got any more that I can do.
No, you pay far more than they pay.
And
we
by
stick
the way,
you good.
They,
oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, you laugh a little bit like a duck.
Well, don't shoot me. Don't make a mistake one. That's why I can't go duck hunting with you. I'll laugh and he'll shoot me right in the head. Yeah, that sounds like me.
Oh, my God. The weather is just gorgeous. Folks, it is a great time to come out and see us and buy a car and feel some of the Lawndorf love that we're giving here. And I'm sure they can feel it through the airwaves right now.
I just wrote a song just now. Weather outside isn't frightful. In fact, it's really delightful.
Wow. Never thought about doing
an
album.
I'm sorry?
You should do an album.
Dan did an album. What was the name of it? Dan,
Songs You
Know.
Yeah, Songs You Know By Heart.
Dan Strauss on the harmonica.
Yeah.
Frank, you should do an album. And maybe with Dan in the harmonica in the background.
We've actually talked about it. We're working with a couple of producers right now.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Yeah. All the listeners right now are like jumping up and down.
They're ready. They got their credit cards out. Where do we buy it? That's what they're thinking.
But, it's a wonderful time of year to get a great deal. We're not quite yet talking about the year-end deals. We still got the big Black Friday event going on all month, but we're talking about the year-end deals. It's time to move some Chevys off this beautiful building and lot here. It's been around since March of 19.
I've always wanted to ask you this. What kind of mortgage do you have, or do you own that building and lot?
We're blessed. We own it.
Whoa.
Daddy Lawndorf Senior. No, we just passed those savings on to your great listeners.
Now, who made the decision to stop that? Hey, we own our building and lot. Who decided to stop that?
That you? Was that you imitating me?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Did it sound like you?
One of the reasons the deals are so good is because we own our building and lot. Our building and lot.
You notice when you laugh, you back away from the microphone, too. You laugh.
Well, it would ruin it. It would break it. You have to back off like that, or it would destroy it. It can't handle that kind of
thing. You need to do an album. I'm going to push you into doing an album.
Let's do a quick skit right now. You'll be me. And I'll be you. Okay, here we go. And you know, Frank, one of the reasons we give great deals, we own our bidding and lot.
I'll tell you, John. That's real funny. How about your nose, Johnny? How about the size of that nose of yours?
Wow. That's pretty good.
All right. All right.
Thanks to the AM and the PM people. Thank you for your business. We really do. We appreciate it.
I'm going to write a song for you, John. We'll do it closer to Thanksgiving. But, Black Friday, bam-a-lam. I wrote one like that and did it a few years ago, but I'll make it for Johnny Londoff Chevrolet
only. Goodness,
what do you think,
fantastic. John,
what
professional do you think? Musician, doing a song for you. That is great.
Whoa, Black Friday, bam, a lamb. Yeah. Whoa, Black Friday.
What's the rest
bam,
of it?
I'll have to come up with it.
No, that was it, I think.
314-837-1800. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's the phone number to Transportation Dreams Coming True. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. We get 500 to 600 internet leads per month. So, keep them coming. Keep them coming, ladies and gentlemen. We love the AM and the PM crowd. They're the absolute very best. And Tom Charlevoix came in yesterday also.
He's oh, my goodness, up. Mr. Clipper Coffee.
Clipper Coffee. We switched to Clipper Coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Hey, folks, you go in the showroom at Johnny Londoff, and I've been there, and I've had coffee. Now you can have Clipper Coffee produced by a man who knows more about coffee than anybody you'll ever meet.
And we do millions of dollars worth of business with the First Community Credit Union. Wow.
Circle of life. I don't know why I did that.
314-837-1800. I've got to go back to work.
All right, go to work. Thank you, John.
See you, kids. Bye-bye. That's
there it. Goes. You want to wait on some AM and the PM customers. I need to direct you to Chesterfield Valley. It is Wednesday. This is the day that I've been talking about for a week. I said, coming up Wednesday, the day after election. Well, here it is. You police officers, firefighters, first responders, veterans, and senior citizens. They're still open. They're still open. You can still get there to Amini's. You get 10% off any of the regular prices. Now, if it's a special or a sale, but all of that stuff, the regular price isn't the regular price for you today. For you, it's 10% off of that. It's a thank you from Amini's. Please go to their website. You don't have to go home to do it. You're all capable, most of you, of right there. You pull over, get your phone, pull up Aminis.com, A-M-I-N-I-S.com. Take a look at some of the specials. They're going to start their Black Friday sale early. All that's on there, too. But a big thank you to all the people we just mentioned for what you do, and a thank you to Aminis for recognizing them and for just being Aminis, for being a store that's not like any other store. You know, the guy who just became the president-elect is not like anybody else that's ever been elected. This store is not like any other store you've ever been in. And that's a good thing, because you're going to find a collection of merchandise you don't find together. You may find some of it here and some of it there, but all together in one place, unheard of. And a fun place, a place everybody will enjoy going to, not for a couple of minutes, but you're going to want to stay a while. It's Amini's. I can't explain it to you. You have to see it. It's in Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome. It's actually down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over here.
AMINIS, Aminis.com.
Meet me. All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
We are up in North County, and I'll tell you, the eastbound 270 drivers are stacking up right at McDonald. A little heavy, it opens up at 170, but then you're heavy again right at New Florissant, and then it's a good run to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Now, if you're coming in or going out on westbound Highway 70, things are a little bit slow from Bermuda, Jennings Station Road, then Bermuda out through the work zone at Hanley. Southbound 270, I saw nothing but brake lights, and that went all the way from Page down through Doherty Ferry now. You're still running slow because of the sunshine, even though it's just about down on westbound 44 from 270 out through 141. Eastbound Highway 40 drivers, you got hockey traffic starting to trickle in. You're slowing right at Timberlake Manor. You're heavy again, Mason to 270, and from Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sam's Club. Unwrap the lowest prices of the season, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, November 12th, doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club, life is better in the club. See club for details. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airport Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Huer on Wednesday Night Show. We bring in Jim Thomas in the 8 o'clock hour as we'll talk all things National Football League. In the 7 o'clock hour, Brendan Weesey and I will have our picks for the NFL for the week. And we'll get a visit from Terry Black from Super Smokers.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
I've just made a special purchase of Armstrong Luxury Vinyl Tile to give you these great savings on the entire line of Alterna flooring. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. If you have ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile on sale now for only $389 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to the touch, and easy to take care of. That's right. You can have one of the most durable tile floors made, Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile, for only $389 a square foot. That's half off our regular price. And with your choice of dozens of colors and four popular sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this special offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances, all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
Collectible brewery merchandise? Attend the East Side Spectacular Brewery Collectible Show, an antique bottle and jar show, this Saturday from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds at Belleville. There'll be over 300 tables with thousands of pieces of collectible brewery merchandise. A great way to update your man cave. Admission is only $2. Early birds get in at 7:30 for 20. Don't miss it. The Brewery Collectible Show this Saturday at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville. Online at explorethemidwest.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle. Asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also listen for my money market wrap-ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
St. Louis.
is. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by McLeod Cab. You're even the PM Cab Company. STL Taxi is the app. It works. It's free. Please use it. And you'll get a McLeod Cab quickly the next time you need one. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Buddy, how's it going?
It's going fantastic, Bill. How about you?
You know what? I'm fantastic myself. I am right now actually in a little town called Winterset, Iowa. Do you know where Winterset, Iowa is?
Never heard of it.
Home of the great John Wayne, home of Bridges of Madison County. Maybe you've seen that movie.
Horrible, yeah. Horrible movie.
Oh, yeah, horrible movie. The bridges are kind of cool to check out, but one of my favorite little towns, and en route to see my girlfriend. So.
Ooh.
This is a good little halfway point
here. Your girlfriend, Dulce. Right?
Dulce, yeah, that is absolutely correct. Now, Frank, I hope you don't mind me telling people, I sent you a text message last night.
Yes, you did.
10 o'clock, and so I'm, you said, I probably shouldn't tell people this first because it'll probably ruin it, but you told me that a joke that I sent you, the funniest thing I have ever said, and that put a lot of pressure on me.
No, I think it was. It's one of the funniest things ever from you was the text you sent me.
I said that, and this is as the returns are coming in, and as Pennsylvania turned red, and it was known that Donald Trump would be the next president, I said, you know who's feeling really bad right now are the people who bought stocks and pantsuits.
Oh, yeah.
And that... And that's all. I mean, that was like the biggest, the only thing that I had. Can I just be heartfelt for a moment? I'm serious.
Well, yeah, you can. Right. You know what? Save it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're out of time. Get out of here.
Heartfelt.
No, he did. Actually, what he said was, he said it's a bad night for people with stock and pantsuits.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think you have stock and pantsuits. It was still pretty funny. That was Bill Cleveland. That was a good segment he just did.
Yeah.
Brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Thompson Price, the second longest running advertiser we have on this show, 21 years, I believe. Thank you for that business. Thompson Price is a company that remodels, completely remodels kitchens and bathrooms for people. And when I say completely, I mean floor to ceiling, wall to wall, down to the studs, all new. Not a let's paint the cabinets and sort of make it look sort of new for $5,000. They don't do that. But you will get every dollar's worth. If you're going to do it right. If you're not ready to do it right, wait. Just wait. And then when you are, do us a favor. Make sure, that, I don't care how many companies you talk to, make sure that one of them has the name Price in it. That would be Thompson Price. Showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Please stop by. Tell them you're AM and the PM.